Got the rock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded.
All right. Partners in Crime, episode 6, at least this first half hour. Nick Lucero and Chuck Fury in the house, and we have a very special guest. Biggest titties on a man I've ever seen. Carl, everybody. Do you just go by Carl, right? I've never heard.
I usually
on
just
stage,
go by Carl.
Do you go by
do you
last
do have
name
a last name?
I do have a last name.
Would you like it on
Merrill
the podcast or not?
It's Merrill, yeah.
I
Carl
knew that.
Merrill.
I knew that, but Carl Merrill is you.
When he's on stage, it's just Carl, right?
My dad used to say Carl Marl.
Carl Marl.
I can sound like a cigarette.
But you say something else.
And now we just talk a bunch of shit like there's no recording going. It's kind of hard to forget sometimes that it's...
Yes. And here we are. It's what? It's Christmas time.
It's almost Christmas time, guys.
And how good is that? And I mean, for the viewers at home, I don't want to spoil anything. But, and I found this out recently myself, there is no Santa Claus. For up until I was maybe like 33 years old.
Oh my God.
I had thought...
There's no Santa Claus?
Huh?
I thought there's no Santa Claus?
You just ruined it.
I thought the movies were lying to us.
You're fucking with me. You did know that there is no. You're fucking with me.
Yeah.
There is not a Santa Claus, Carlos. Me and Chuck don't want to be the people to tell you. But... you know what, Carl? Level with us.
I love that you thought.
You did know, or you did not know.
I did know.
You.
I did know.
You. I can't tell if you're saying didn't or did.
I said I did know. Yes.
You did know that there is no Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yeah, there's not.
I was well aware.
There's not, because I grew up in a small, maybe upper middle class. White collar, blue collar family.
Right. White and blue, even.
Yeah, a little bit.
They were not discriminatory.
We didn't go without. But I remember it like I'd sent in a list, and that whole year I had fucked up. That entire year I just was a bad boy.
Yeah.
I was a 6-year-old boy.
Not on my.
And I had sex with my first grade teacher's assistant. I was 6 years old and she was 49.
Jesus Christ.
And we had sex and we had got caught.
This is one of those stories that he's...
No, we had got caught.
I don't know. I don't know if
it's 100% true. He's told me this.
I don't know if he's bullshit.
No, it was probably the last 3 weeks of school. And you know, the last 3 weeks of school, you have like a field day.
6 years old?
Yeah, I was a little kid and I had a hard, fucking delicious cock at that age.
Jesus. Fine.
And don't
it's still
laugh.
Delicious. It's not always, I was laughing because it's not always hard now, but it's still delicious.
Not as hard as it used still to be, but delicious. It's way fucking bigger.
Yeah, way.
Then, but not maybe just a little bit, maybe 3-4 times bigger. And but I was, it was the last 3 weeks of school, and her name was Mrs. Trujillo. And her first name was, well, I can't say it because she's still alive.
Yeah, because the last name's way more anonymous than just
saying
the
what
first.
It sounds like is she probably shouldn't be interacting with children.
Well, she's not anymore. She's old as shit. But I was a little kid and it was field day and I had, because I was, you know, I was very, you wouldn't tell by looking at me now, but I was a very athletic child. So on field day, I brought gym clothes because I wanted to really stand out when it came to the three leg, when it came to the
really show the old hog.
And I remember I was wearing these short shorts and I was getting dressed and I asked the teacher if she would watch the door while I got dressed. And she's like, I'll do you one better. I'll suck your dick while you're changing.
And this is where it all falls apart. That's the big review.
No, that's a real story.
Oh, my God.
But Mrs. Trujillo took my 6-year-old cock in her mouth. Don't laugh at that, man. I'm trying to spill some mountain. And it only took me... And I was a little kid, but I was like, and I already knew by now, I was like, you know what, hum. Because I couldn't get hard, but I was like, Mrs. Trujillo, if you maybe hum that favorite song, because, yeah, if you hum, I bet this dick will harden up real delicious.
Hum the national anthem.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she hummed, and my God.
Standard attention.
It looked like one of them them crayons. It was a little bit bigger than the normal crayons. Yes. And I was like, and I knew that something was weird. I knew that maybe she shouldn't be doing that. You know what I mean? Because I was, I was really horny, and she was buxom. She was built like Carl.
You do like them buxom bras.
Yeah, I like to do with them what I want, the titties. But
pass them around.
I'll slap a titty, no problem. You know that better than anybody. But I had busted this very clear, very empty nut. There was it was mostly just glucose. There wasn't any sperm in it yet because I was a little kid. But she swallowed my load.
Jesus Christ.
Is there even really Mrs. Trujillo?
She was my kindergarten teacher and her name was Robin, but she never did that. This is a story I'm trying to do. But anyway, she did this thing because like I had a little 6 years old.
It's not.
And I had like a skinny little 6 year old cock. And she like couldn't purse her lips up tight enough to suck my dick. So she would snort it. She would take my limp 6 year old cock and she'd just go. And the vibrations from her nasals. It really put me in a trance.
Is that really the last time you asked me to try and do it with my nose?
Come on. Jesus, Lord. I'm big on that nowadays because like when I'm dirty texting, I'll say, you want to sniff this dick?
You want to sniff it?
Yeah. And then when they do that, when they grab your dick and they like sniff it from end to end like a cigar, like a classy Cuban, where they go...
I mean, I've done that before, but there was cocaine on the dick. So.
Oh yes, No, we didn't have cocaine. I was only six, dude. What was wrong with you?
Six.
What the fuck do you think I have cocaine?
It can be fictional cocaine.
No, this is a real thing, man. This little old lady did this to me.
Jesus,
I'm not gonna fucking.
Did you get hard-ons when you were six for real? This is a real question.
I was getting the hardest boners as a kid.
I used to think there was something wrong with my dick when I was that young.
When I was a little kid, and not to say too many things, but like I said, I told you that story about my mother.
Yeah.
But I was hyper to this day. Like I was too much hyper sex at a young age. That I remember this one time there was this little doll my grandmother had, and I used to pull the doll's panties down, and I would. Fucking hump that doll.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like a little ass kid. Nothing came out, but I got that tickle. That end of the fucking line tickle.
You know, Nikki, I don't know. You seem more put together
than a normal
perv. Yeah. Then like the story implies a lot of trauma, but you seem extremely like mentally well, but at the same
No, I'm mentally well, and that these experiences in my life has made me sexually
aggressive.
Not aggressive. No, that's not
what Max said.
No. You're the one that says we're not supposed to. No,
well, we can trash
God
Max.
Damn
we
it.
Already trashed Max.
You
on
already,
podcast.
Dude, you went against your word.
Mature, vetted, if that makes sense.
You know, yeah, I'm mature because at a young age I understood it. Yeah. I got it. I understood humans. I understood that everything that a human does, man nor woman, has everything to do with sex. Because that is what? One of the third or fourth most natural things a human could do. I think the most natural thing is breathing, Chuck.
Well, every human exists
to
procreate.
It's the bottom of the pyramid, right? Yeah.
Survival of the fittest is about surviving.
And I was a latchkey kid.
Yeah. Survival of the fittest is food, breathing, water, and then nutting in a lady.
But the end goal is
or a guy.
The end goal is to survive long enough to reproduce. So all that other shit is just so you can fuck.
Yeah.
Even breathing.
And how good is that?
That's fair.
Really fuck.
Yeah.
I've had some bad ones. I've had some good ones. I've had some bangers.
I've been trying to do some self improvement recently.
Fucking wise.
Well, just across the board, just trying to kind of
be more romantic, be more,
yeah, get my life together,
receptive to the to a relationship.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I thought that bettering myself is what I was thinking about, was detached from that. But I mean, it kind of makes sense that I was doing that probably because, yeah, I just wanted to fuck good again. Yeah.
And I could pick up what Carlos is putting down. Right. Mm-hmm. So tonight at my company Christmas party, I asked Carl to marry me.
Nice.
And Carl said what?
Which is not, yes, an uncommon thing.
Yes. Yeah. They said yes.
I've said yes to you multiple times.
Let's get down. Chuck here is a ordained minister.
I actually am.
He can do it now, Carlos.
Yeah. Right,
should
now?
We do it just now?
Just now. Yeah, well, every time you've hit on me,
can I be the wife?
You've also asked me to marry you. And like I said before, it's because you just want to make an honest man out of me.
That's right, Carlos, my boy.
And I really appreciate it.
I'd love to make you an honest man. I'd love to smash you against a wall.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
I just love this shit. I'm just, it tickles me.
It's a podcast. I know I'm dressed like some sort of a Big Lebowski with my shorts and my fucking.
You got those vibes. You got to put on the crumbs.
Yeah, where are they, bro? I thought you were wearing
them. I got them right here.
That's why I decided, because that's the kind of guy I am, Carlos. I was going to let you. Are you going to put them on me?
I'll only.
Look at that. You wouldn't guess that my feet were that nice.
I would.
You had no idea.
I'll only officially marry you if you're in Crux.
Oh yeah.
That's my one stipulation.
Carlos.
That's my one stipulation, and how fortuitous that he
now
has
we
Crux.
Could put it together. But I think we would be very happy together.
I think so.
You know what I mean? Me and you and our son Chuck.
You got to sniff the wiener on the way. Yeah.
What?
You got to sniff the wiener on the wedding night.
Our precious baby boy.
Well, yeah.
Chuck. Yeah. We'll get him. I'm so proud of you, Chuck.
Chuck, you've really blossomed.
I'm happy to be your daddy.
I'm really matured over the years.
I couldn't be more proud.
Oh, when we get there, because like I told some of my friends, I'm like, this here is a transgendered man. And if you misgender them, I'm going to fucking flip.
I did notice a couple people right away before I even introduced myself used he and pronouns. It was awesome.
Yeah, they were expecting like a weird fucking looking person. They were not expecting this really moving around in a velvet dress.
They weren't expecting no TNA.
Velveteen. Oh my lord.
I looked like Christmas, but super
yes,
sexy.
I would have worn you like a CPAP. That's how class you are. And but yeah, dude, because so we get there, so the kid, maybe his name is Mason, he's the cat wearing the flannel,
yeah,
little skinny boy with the big beard,
yes,
29 years old, no, 28, virgin.
Oh.
And this kid is loaded because his
the root beer float guy,
the root beer float kid, last time because we had a party last month.
Well, that's surprising and not so surprising because he seems kind of like
a pussy.
The hell is that?
It seems like one of those, you know, a little.
No, he is.
You know,
I don't know. He might be a little bit. Well, he is too smart for his own good. Yeah. So that this nice kid who he works at the pawn shop and he's the electrical guy. He's the guy who does all the electric. He's the guy who does all the repairs on extra things. So he went to Westminster and got a bachelor's in, I forget what it is, but he went to Westminster, which Westminster is a pretty solid school.
And I'm
like, why did you go to Westminster to go work at a pawn shop, bud? But he works at this pawn shop and he works endless hours. And at home, his mom and dad were there. His dad was the cat in the fox t-shirt, and his mom was that older blonde lady.
Yeah.
Because his parents and the owners of the shop, they grew up together. They're all best friends.
Both delightful people.
Very delightful people.
Everyone there was very agreeable.
Yeah, it's a good company to work for.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they don't know anything about my past.
unless they listen to this.
Yeah. I don't think they do. I hope they do. But no, they were. They get it now. They get who I am. Can I have another one?
You're
sweet, Carlos.
You're a zipper predator. that's been established.
Oh, the zipper predator.
Flip people into penises without consent all day long.
The only person tonight who had a zipper was my boss, and I'm not going to flick him in a cock.
I'll do it.
But he's got to have one on him.
He seems like the kind of man that would think it was real funny, or he'd probably, or likely just immediately be like, Nicholas, don't ever do that again.
So he is, no, I hope he doesn't listen to this, but he is a closet weed guy.
Mm. Yeah, I doubt he's one of our 17 listeners.
Oh. I doubt he is, but he is.
Anybody so absolutely, like he had a lot of. He was jovial.
Yeah.
Fucking just jolly.
Also, he probably knows that every week he's racking in like another $400,000.
Yeah. You don't get to that place without the combination of the two. Absolutely.
And like he was saying, like this February is 25 years they've owned the place.
Okay. And you were talking about them getting a new place, consolidating the two places.
Yes. They're fixing to maybe move into a big place.
And like you said, like 5 stories.
5 stories the man wants. Jesus Christ. The man wants to have he wants to be the Keith Stubbs of pawn shops.
It sounds fucking awesome.
And he's always telling us is like, you know, legislation and there are lobbyists who are trying to lop, I'm not one to, I'm no political pundit, but they're trying to lump pawn shops into the same category as predatory lenders.
Oh, shit.
And predatory lenders have a cap of interest.
Yeah.
And so we, as a pawn shop, we charge 15% interest.
That's right. Lower than so if I cards.
Yeah, yes. And I mean you know there are people out there who don't have, you know, very good credit.
Well, describe me the interest. So where does the interest come in? So I'm a little confused.
So say I loan you $100.
Okay.
I loan you $100. You have 30 days. That's a 30-day loan. Mm-hmm. At the end of the 30 days, you could pay I borrow you $100.
Yeah.
15% is the interest, so that's
$15.
$115
I can kind of see that though now, because that's not really.
Yeah, it's not
15% interest, because now you're charging people $180, 180% interest, because it's supposed to be annual.
So there is an annual number.
What is the annual number?
I never pay attention to it, but if it's a whole year, then it's. And I want to say it's set up for people to get out their shit sooner, because there's been people who've had loans there for 10 years.
So do you can loan money from a pawn shop?
You have to give them something that they can sell.
Yeah, there you have to have some sort of collateral.
Okay.
So like people, so for instance, like you know how I wear this gold chain?
Yeah.
If ever I need $400, I can go borrow $400 on this thing and I pay back 430 something, and okay. I get the chain back, and I do it. I would say I have a medallion that goes on the end of this.
Or you can
that
give
I borrowed.
Or you can give them the chain back and then pay 40.
What do you mean?
Maybe. So it sounded like if you needed.
So he gave him the chain, then he got to pay extra to get it back. But if he don't come in and get it back, then they sell the chain for more than they loaned him.
Okay.
A lot.
For instance, I paid $800 for this chain. And I can borrow 4 on it, which is half of what it's worth.
I'm a little embarrassed. I really want to get into the business, but apparently I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around it. But
well, you've only been talking about it for the last 20 minutes, it's something.
Well, that's only because
it's something that, like I said, like I've this last month was 3 years.
Yeah,
well, and that's and because it's a predatory lending practice, and that's why you're having
it. It kind of is. Because unfortunately, the majority of our loan base is, and hopefully nobody's listening to this, but it is people who are addicted. The main, so there is there are sections of different people who come to the pawn shop. There are rich people who come and buy jewelry and gold coins and bullion because we sell gold and silver coins. Mm-hmm. We sell coins worth thousands. We have coins that are worth hundreds. We have silver coins. Because that's investments. That's not a loan, right?
Right.
Yeah, same with this chain, right?
Yeah.
Like I bought this chain for X amount of dollars, but it's always worth a little bit if I need the little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's good in that thing. And then there are people, like I said, rich people who come, but they buy jewelry and they buy Louis bags and they buy shoes and they spend all this money. And then there's people who are gamblers, right? Mm-hmm. And there are people who they'll pawn their shit so they can gamble. And then there's the people who pawn their shit so they can do drugs. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who, and this one's one of the most fascinating bits to me, that there are people out there who will go to Savers and DI and they'll buy things for cheap and resell it at a pawn shop for more. So like you've heard of Savers, you know where Savers is. So you can go to Savers and you can buy jewelry for them for cheap.
Sometimes you can find some good shit there.
So there is this dude, and he always brings his little dog and he has a little fucking little chihuahua and a little bag.
Yeah.
And he's like telling us, he's like, I bought this ring at Savers and he bought this ring for $40. And we tested it and it was like 18 carat. He bought it for 40 and he sold it to us for like 280.
Damn.
Right?
I gotta go to Savers more often, dude.
And that's just one thing.
Am I working?
Like, no, see, that's just not. So the cat who got fired for that. So he would.
So he got fired for paying him?
No, there's this dude who worked for us. He was a big, he was like maybe like 400 or 500 pound guy. And he was, I'm just painting you a picture. It doesn't matter how much he weighs.
But he's a fat fuck.
Yeah, he's a really, really big dude. He's a massive guy. He's a massive dude. And he started buying shit at the pawn shop and selling it for more. And he started bragging about it. And the boss told him, like, hey, man, like, don't, I get it, but don't, like, put it in our faces. But he kept doing it. And that's why they end up canning him. Mm-hmm. And I mean, dude, homie,
I can get bragging to, like, coworkers. Was he fucking bragging to...
Yeah, he was bragging to everybody. Jesus. Yeah, he's like, talking to the boss about how he bought this thing and he sold it for more. And the boss is like, don't talk to me about how you're profiting on us, man. That's kind of fucked up. Mm-hmm. But he kept doing it, and they finally canned him. And I didn't realize till tonight. Because I was like, where the fuck is Harmon? And they're like, hey, man, he doesn't work with us anymore, man. Don't mention him anymore.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, because I was telling the new kid, and you're like, you talking shit about me? I was like, what the fuck am I going to say, Carlos?
I was teasing.
Delicious Carlos's titties are. I'm not going to say something to the little kid who made that.
He made a big old penis clock. We have the most amazing penis clock in here. I should take that should be the picture for that.
All the times on it are at 12 o'clock is 0, and then it's 1 spelled out, and then B. At 2, 3 in Roman numerals, and then next one is 4:20. The next one is just a stein of beer with bubbles, so beer o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And then 69, 7:11. Eight o'clock, but it looks like a dip.
Yeah, you modified it so the 8 is balls. It's awesome.
And then the most classy part, 9:11 at night. And KYS.
What is KYS? That's the only one I don't
know. I don't fucking know.
We're going to have to ask the kid. I'm going to have to ask the kid, like, what the fuck does KYS mean, you little perv?
I might have to look it up.
Kiss your semen. I don't... It's the first thing that popped into my sick fucking head.
You ever taste your cum?
I taste my cum all the time.
On a reg?
Usually I kiss it before I taste it, because I'm classy. I like to, you know, I like to...
If I jerk off, I usually taste my cum.
I'm a romantic. You know,
I don't usually.
I like to kiss before.
It depends on the. It depends on the consistency. If it's really like thin, then I don't taste it. But if it's thick, I'm like, I gotta see what's there. And you know what it tastes like? Uncooked ramen noodles.
We're doing a
podcast.
That's why I didn't say. Yeah, I know what it tastes like.
My God. But Carl, I gotta say again, thank you for being a pretty solid Christmas party date.
Thank you.
It was a fun time. You won what? You won $20.
I did.
And you spent it on beer.
I spent it on beer for us. Yeah.
And I, I spent $20 on the dude dropping by the beer and not charging us on the ride, because we didn't pay for the ride. The boss foot the bill.
Yeah.
The boss foot the bill for everybody's. Yeah, Uber's home.
He's such a dog. He really is. He's a dad.
I need to meet him.
And he is, when it comes to women, I mean, you wouldn't know anything about that.
I wouldn't.
But he, when it comes to women, he looks at women as delicate. Mm-hmm. And he favors women. So he only had daughters. Mm-hmm. And one of them died of cancer when she was like 27. So, like, he's over the top. Like, I've seen this man come unglued over somebody pissing on the seat and not cleaning it.
Well, he was very he was very tender and sweet to me.
Right? Oh, his class. He's a classy guy.
And he's very subtle with his sexual harassment. You hardly even know he's doing it.
Yeah, you don't know. And so this is funny. So, like,
yeah, when he mentioned my tits, it was very graceful. I didn't even think about it.
But how could he not?
He's like, look at those. Like, are those...
Carl, just promise me you'd never get the top surgery. That would be crying shame.
Oh, man. I'm not gonna... I was actually talking with somebody...
if you do, donate them to me so I can, like, mount them on my wall or something.
I was talking to a... Like I said earlier...
I know a taxidermist.
I was talking to a friend. He was like, so you identify as a man. Like, he, him pronouns. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, are you going to take tea? And I'm like, I'm thinking about it. You know, I don't know what it would happen.
Do you really want that?
I might like facial hair. Like,
it's not that cool, man. It's a bummer.
And he was, the same dude was also like, are you going to get top surgery? Are you going to, you know.
That'd be like slapping God in the face.
I don't think I am. And he goes, isn't that kind of like having your cake and eating it too?
What the fuck is wrong with that?
Like, who wouldn't do that if you could?
Yeah, bitch, maybe.
Carlos, I'm going to be the... I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but if you get a dick, I'm going to suck it. If you get a wiener, I'll suck that cock to the very bitter end. But as
Timothy McVeigh pointed out, it should be eating your cake and having it too. That's the only way that's saying.
Timothy McVeigh?
That's how he got caught, I think. Because he would always insist on saying... eating your cake and having it too, and then he wrote that in his manifesto when his brother knocked him out when he read.
Oh, you're thinking of
is that? Am I thinking Ted of some Kaczynski. Motherfucker? One of these motherfuckers that
the Unabomber.
Yeah, one of these motherfuckers that blew shit up.
Yeah, yeah. The Unabomber. He'd
You ever heard this joke?
You ever heard this joke? What does the Unabomber and a girl from BYU have in common? What? They both got fingered by their brother.
That's love.
Fucking
what
right.
What does a BYU girl?
Should we do a little Tito's? Huh? Should we do a little Tito's?
It's a little what?
Little shot. Here's a good one.
Oh yeah.
What does a girl from BYU and a roll of toilet paper have in common?
What?
Toilet paper doesn't follow you around for 6 months after you use it.
Jesus.
God damn.
Oh my God.
Oh, 0%.
Oh yeah, your phone died. I'm so glad for that because now you can't be on it during the podcast.
Oh, that's actually going to work out better for us.
Yeah, we need to just make sure your phone battery's dead every time we podcast.
And you edit these too. Am I doing it
all? I don't edit these. I don't like to edit at all. But once in a while, we'll say some shit so foul that, and we say a lot of fucked up shit on this podcast. So. The 17 listeners we have officially can only imagine the level of foulness that must get edited out of this thing.
I was just worried about how I was doing.
We only edit when we talk about actual rapes we've committed as opposed to the flicking people in the penis type.
Which is numerous, yeah, for sure. Nicholas talked about when he had a mustache, he's going to be in a musical where he plays John Wayne Gacy.
Nice.
And what was the line, Nicky?
Isn't that the fucker that got his pecker chopped off, though?
A what?
John Wayne Gacy? When you had your mustache, what was the line you
get? Oh, no, it's a musical.
Is he the dude that got his wiener cut off?
Yeah, the name of the musical is Suck My Cock or You're Going Under the House with the Rest of Those Boys.
Well, who's John? I'm getting all these names confused. Who's the motherfucker that Lorena Bobbitt chopped his penis off?
John Bobbitt.
Oh, why do I think John Wayne Gacy was that mother?
Oh, no, his name was John Wayne Bobbitt.
Okay, that's
John Wayne Bobbitt. Confusion. Yeah, she cut. Do you know the story?
No.
In like the early 90s, late 80s, like there was this lady, she was like a domestic violence survivor. And one night while her man was sleeping, she fucking whacked his cock off.
And they sold it back on, and now the motherfucker does porn.
Yeah.
I got to see one of those.
What? And is also the spokesperson for Snap-on Tools.
I'm mostly an atheist, but if you can sell that shit back on and be a porn star, maybe there is
one of our recent episodes.
Oh, it was a clean cut, and there was, and he iced it just in time.
Wow.
But had he been a little bit shy with the ice or a little bit late, he would just be a guy who doesn't have a cock.
Have you heard that street joke about what happened right after?
Just like me.
Oh, yeah. You got a very pretty cock, though.
I got a number of them, really.
Did you ever hear that street joke about what happened?
I have a glass one.
His glass got chopped off. His dick got chopped off.
Who's?
John Wayne
Bobbitt. Bobbitt,
yeah. This family was driving down the street, and she threw it out the window, and the dick hit their window and just skidded down and left a big blood mark. And a little daughter in the back seat said, "What in the world was that?" And the parents looked at each other. They didn't know what to say. And so the dad finally says, "Oh, we hit a mosquito." And she goes, "Well, that mosquito had the biggest dick I've ever seen."
Oh my God! Well, that reminds me when I was back in my day, because I used to be a barber.
That's a good one. I forgot that.
I don't know if you knew I was a barber.
I knew you were a barber.
But
yeah.
I remember I was cutting this fellow's hair, and he brought his little daughter in to watch him get hair. He brought his little daughter, and I was cutting the dad's hair, and the little girl was standing right next to me cutting the hair the whole time. You know what I mean? It's kind of an intrusion. Sit down if you could, little sister. But she's sitting there, this little girl, she's just standing there, she's eating this little pink cookie. And she's eating the cookie, and I says, "Hey, little sister, back up a little bit. Maybe sit down." I was like, You're gonna get hair on your pink little cookie. Wow. and then she looks at me and she says, "Yeah, I know, I'm gonna get titties too."
I love a good street joke. I really do.
My dad talked about so he traveled a lot when he was younger, and he went to Rome with his dad. They went to the Vatican actually, and they were there in the crowd when the Pope was going.
Oh shit!
And at the time it was he wasn't in the Pope bill. He was actually walking amongst the people and talking to them. And my dad really wanted to try and shake his hand, but the Pope kind of walked past him. But there was this, my dad described him as like a bum. Like, so with this.
I mean, I don't know about you, buddy, but I'm almost certain I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
You can drink that?
This.
No, we'll save it for later.
But the Pope walked past him and shook hands with this dude, and he leaned in and whispered something in his ear. And then like kept moving on. But my dad really wanted to meet the Pope. He wanted to shake his hand. So what he did is he went and got some raggedy clothes and kind of like dirtied himself up and trying to get favor. And it worked out. Mm-hmm. So he's in the crowd and the Pope came up to him and he shook his hand and leaned in. And he goes, I thought I told you never to fucking come back here again.
God, I love that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's what he told your dad?
It's a joke.
Oh, my God. I remember when, you know, Pope John Paul, he'd passed away.
Yeah.
You know? And they were looking for new Pope, right? And they had scoured the world for a worthy enough cardinal. And they had a cardinal from Spain, they had a cardinal from Portugal, they had a cardinal from Germany, and they had a cardinal from where? Detroit.
Was he black?
Yeah, he was. He was an old man, he was a man of the cloth, he was a cardinal. He was a high up cardinal in the Catholic Church, and he had these big, long, gray dreads.
You said he was the token cardinal, that's what you said.
Yeah, he was token
cardinal.
That's
hardcore. What he said, not me.
He was smoking that good, he was smoking them Catholic spliffs.
The implication was there.
And, was. They had all been called to Rome, and they were all given tour of the Pope's apartment, right? And everybody's walking around looking in the one cardinal from Detroit. He was a real man of the people, very, very down to earth, very earthy man. And he's walking around the apartment and is spitting sunflower seeds. And he's just tossing them on the floor inside the Pope's apartment. And one of the grand cardinals of Rome, he looks at and he gives the black cardinal.
Nick is making and a he sign walks of the around. Cross since nobody
can see it. For the people, you know, he's giving you know, the big sign. And they go around and there's still the black cardinal spitting sunflower seeds everywhere. And at the end they're discussing. And the black cardinal's like, you know, the entire time I walked around the Pope's apartment, I spat sunflower seeds. And nobody said anything to me. And one of the Italian, one of the Italian bishops leaned in. And he's like, you stupid idiot. He was telling you, you black motherfucker, pick up all of these sunflower seeds and get the fuck out.
That only makes sense when you can see you doing the sign of the cross. Though.
Well, I did it for you. I did it for you.
That's just
here's
for
a fun one. Here's one for everybody.
Oh, I got it.
Here's a good street joke for
my
Jesus.
Son did meet the Pope for real.
You want one?
I got one.
You did.
Tyrell.
Yeah, Tyrell.
Met the Pope.
Yeah, he was only 12 years old. What the Pope told him was, if you ever tell anybody where I touched you, nobody will ever love you and your dog will die.